There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just thinking about during the break, there's this warfare that constantly circles my message where people don't understand it. From a carnal mind, you will look at this as being hate. From a spiritual mind, you'll look at this message as being a message of love in every sense of the word. Because love warns. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Remember, Jesus was betrayed with a kiss, and men, carnal men, would rather be kissed with a lie than be hit with the truth. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. And I feel at times where Jesus cried, as a matter of fact, in John 7:28, he said, Jesus cried out in the temple as he taught, in the temple to the people that should have knew better, saying, you both know me. You know whence I am. I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom you know not. Mm-hmm. And again, going back to what I was talking about right before the last segment, isn't it interesting that Torah, you know, Christians, you know, that really do know God's word, that know the doctrine, and them that have studied and showed themselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know, those that understand that, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. Well, how would they depart from lawlessness if they don't know what the law is, right? Well, these people know the law. And what I'm trying to say is, why is it that they understand that they love, and the way that they love is actually to call it the way it is, not to actually sidestep it. And what I was saying there right before the end of the break, friends, is the fact that how can the act be apart from the actor? And I was also saying, I can't blame somebody else for what the American people tolerate. But yet when we listen to radio, this is what we hear all day, is we hear the conservatives and the professed Christians talking and magnifying and just exasperating the point of how bad something is. Or look at, and by the way, when they tell you how bad it is, they don't give reference to the laws that they broke. They're not giving you the knowledge and understanding as to what you're doing or what you're to do in response to their crime. They never talk about that. They just talk about the problems, and they magnify the problems. You never see love come from these radio show hosts where they point the finger back and say, it's up to you to bring about the change, because America, you have the freedom to bring about the change that's needed in this country. So either you love your country, you love your posterity, first and foremost, you love your God, because you can't love your country or your posterity without first loving God, or you don't. And there is no, well, I kind of love them. No, there's either I love them or I hate them. There is no gray. Either you're hot or you're cold. There is no lukewarm. And if you want to be lukewarm in what you do, just keep in mind Jesus Christ, that he would spew you out of his mouth.
I think people need to understand, too, that many times people have a backwards idea and understanding of what love is. We think that love is to, you know, overlook sin. Love is to not speak the truth. There's going to be a lot of people that stand before God one day and say, I wish someone would have loved me enough to tell me the truth, because the Lord's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, which is lawlessness. I never knew you. But we have to understand that if you really love someone, you're not going to wait. We tell the story. They have this true story. They have windy roads on the East Coast. And what they would do.
West Coast.
And what they would do is these cars would keep falling over the edge of the cliff, crashing at the bottom to their their own destruction. Well, a concerned committee got together, said we need to fix the
problem.
Well,
the reason that they were being destroyed is because they pulled the warning signs off the top of the precipice.
Exactly. That's what I was getting to, is the fact that what happened was a concerned committee got together and said we need to fix the problem, remedy this problem by putting an ambulance at the bottom of the hill. No. We don't need to put ambulance at the bottom of hills. We don't need to give people, you know, what they need after the destruction has already taken place in their life. We need to put the warning signs at the top of the mountain so that way they don't crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Prevention is better than cure. True love gets in your face before you make a mess out of your life rather than trying to fix you once everything's all messed up. You have to understand that.
And yet you see it all over the place. You see it all over the place. They want to sit there and rehabilitate. They want to counsel, which, by the way, makes millions and millions of dollars for bureaucracies created on those that hate rather than love. Had they loved, they would warn before destruction takes place. But what they want to do is they want to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. Oh, and by the way, an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain for those that do survive. And for those that don't survive, oh, well, wasn't my brother, wasn't my sister. No. Hey, friends, we are our brother's keeper, rather we like it or not. And we're all in this together. And it's rightly said that either we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools or else we're going to get this right. Because right now, America, we are destroying ourselves. And how are we destroying ourselves? No, it's not me that's destroying ourselves. It's that government that's doing it. It's that administration that's doing it. No, you're the one letting the administration do it. And you're letting him do it because you're disobeying your God. Your sin is before God, not before man. You know, here's another story. There's a story told of a man that was fast asleep in his bed while his dog began to bark. The dog barked and barked and barked some more. Well, what's the dog barking at? The man asked himself. Instead of taking time to look at what the dog was barking at, he rebuked the dog and went back to bed. See, this exactly exemplifies my point. Little did the man realize that the dog was warning the man that there was an intruder attempting to break into the house to slay him. Read John 10:10. And a couple minutes later, the dog began once again to bark at the intruder in an attempt to warn the man once again. Matthew 13:25. Awakened and in a rage, the man stormed towards the dog, grabbed a shotgun, and proceeded to shoot his dog dead. The dog, might I add, that was warning him of the impending danger. Instead of the man looking at the dog as his best friend, he looked at him as his worst enemy. Friends, for those that have ears to hear, when you find someone that will tell you the truth, you better hang on to them. Because those people are hard to find in this country. Again, instead of the man looking at the dog as his best friend, he looked at the dog as his worst enemy. And the man then jumped back into bed while the intruder broke into the house and killed him. If only the owner cared enough to know the dog was barking to warn him again of the impending danger. So which one is love? What we know is at end's length, the intruder broke into the house and killed the man.
Because the man would not listen to the warning of his dog. He actually shot his dog, the very one that was...
Isn't that what the love of God does?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, isn't that... Hey, by the way, just going back to the prophets, I've been reading them. Isn't that the message of the prophets? Yes, it is. Now, is it the message of the prophets, friends, to talk around the issues? To deal with the abstract? Or to actually deal with the sinner? I'm going to come back and highlight that very point when I get back. Oh, by the way, one of the things that I said during the first segment, Pontius Pilate knew that the Christian or the professed seed of Abraham, the hypocrites, delivered up Jesus for envy. I wanted to interject that. I forgot to interject that during the first segment. Do forgive me. Pontius Pilate willfully destroyed the Son of Man, regardless if he thought he was innocent or not. That's why he ended up hanging himself, by the way.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So friends, if you'd like to call in, do so now, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. After giving you the analogy of the dog that was warning, oh, I can hear some say, because surely they're in the little effeminate professed church in America today. Oh, Bradley, it's the way you say it. It's the way you say it, really. Let me tell you what Scripture says. Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes, number one. Not as a bunch of effeminate pansies, number one. Number two, going back to the Old Testament in the book of Jeremiah, it tells us in chapter 23, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Yeah, it does say that. Does the Bible tell us that we're made to be flames of fire, ministers of the flames of fire, which burns? Right? And so it comes in authority. Fire doesn't ask for permission to burn up what's around it, right? Yeah. Matter of fact, I do want to interject this. Oh, no, that's kind of a different vein here. But we need to understand that Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and he means to protect. How would you respond if someone was inside of a house, and the house was on fire, and there was people inside? Would you just say, hey, I don't want to yell it into the house, because if I do, they might be offended at me?
You know, I just heard an analogy about this very thing. In fact, there's a true story of a real-life firefighter who went to the scene of a large fire with a family. I think it was a husband, wife, and five children that all perished in this fire. For 3 minutes before he actually went out to go try to save them, he was in his truck testing out a new CD player that he got for the fire chief. So he was trying to please his fire chief rather than obeying what his fire chief commanded him to do and rescue people out of that fire.
Yeah.
Many people will sit there on a Sunday morning lifting up their hands, praise and worshiping God, but the Lord said to worship him in spirit and in truth. And if we really want to worship God, we need to do that with our lifestyles by obeying his commands.
But we're talking about it's the way they say it. I mean, the house
Oh,
is was on fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so basically, what would you think of this? If the house is on fire, right, and you stop by and you say, listen, gosh, I really don't want to offend you, but maybe
don't offend those people in the house.
Just come over to my house. I mean, and not that there's anything wrong with your house, but you know, it kind of happens to be on fire.
I don't want to offend them, so don't tell them the house is on fire.
Just don't tell them their need to flee from the house because they might die if they stay there. Just say, I want to build a friendship with you right now and lure you over to my house because my house might be just a little more comfortable than your house. And I don't want to alarm you or anything, but you're probably going to perish if you stay there. No. If you see that someone's house is on fire, you break down the door, you smash the window, you scream as loud as you can because you care for them. If you did not
do that,
you wouldn't care for them. Just like that fireman who stood in the truck rather than going to rescue those as he should, he was trying to please his quote-unquote fire chief. Well, if he wanted to please his fire chief, he would rescue those who needed rescue, not in a way that didn't offend him, but in a way that pulls them out of the fire whether they like it or not because they don't see their danger.
Okay, so is that individual that was trying to please his chief by playing on the CD player rather than saving the people, which was his ordained job?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Are charges being filed against him?
Yeah, he went to court, dishonorably discharged. He was denounced.
Okay, well,
by the fire
you
chief,
better bet
that.
Your bottom dollar that's exactly what's going to happen in heaven's courts as well.
Yep.
Because I'm offended at the way he says that, man. I just don't like it. He sounds like a dictator. Really? He sounds like a dictator. I don't realize that he's really trying to save my soul, but he's a dictator. Well, let me ask you this. Would you rather misconceive who I am or misinterpret who I am while I'm trying to win your soul through love? Or would you rather have me be a dictator and oppress you with a lie? Because there is no in between. That's just how it is. And so here we are. And it's interesting that Scripture tells us the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. I didn't see anywhere in Scripture where it says that he comes along to pet us in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And appeal to our flesh in any sense. I can't find that.
Yeah, I heard a man once say, if you haven't been preaching the truth and upset anyone, you haven't really been preaching. It's not the preacher's job to make you feel good in the state that you're in. It's the preacher's job to make you feel uncomfortable and convicted of your sin if that's where you are, so you can be right with God. That's his job.
Hosea 6:5-7 says, therefore I've hewed them by the prophets, I've slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. But they, like man, have transgressed the covenant, speaking to the people. There they have dealt treacherously against me. Treachery, friends, is unfaithfulness and an oath. That's what that comes down to. Now, going back to what we were talking about during the first hour, I want to bring forth a correlation. What we see today, friends, is we see that, last week was filled with high treason and assaults coming from the members of, again, from this criminal administration towards those that swore to serve. Read Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution concerning treason, friends, because treason is what is being acted out in the face of the American people on a daily basis. He's, again, trying to resurrect a race card, talking about how racism is more far spread than we believed it was at first. No, friends, this is all them. Yeah. This is all them trying to
resurrect it.
That's all they're trying to do, friends. It's a lie. And folks, going to that, of course, the American people believe for some odd reason that those that serve we the people in this country have a lawful right to do unlawful things that they engage in. I want to correct everybody and tell you that you're completely wrong. Now, friends, if it's not the Obama administration telling on itself by declaring that it will defend Muslim jihadists if they are attacked, which he did this last week, then it is Obama looking to unconstitutionally take over local and state police. Yes, you heard me rightly, friends. Why? Because people are rejecting the voice of God. We also have Franklin Graham warning the American people that Obama is opening the doors for Christian persecution in America. Oh, do remember, friends, that Obama is opening the doors for the wolves to come in and attempt to devour the sheep. But I want to tell you something, you little wolvies that are coming in behind Barack Hussein Obama. There's not everybody that's playing the sheep in America, rest assured. Just wanted to share that with you. Just saying. But, of course, we know that Barack, again, has been warning against everything that is America for the last 6 years, namely America's Christian heritage as well as all of us who are under the Constitution and actually abide by the laws. And if that's not good for you enough, or if that's not good enough for you, America, we also see that Hillary Clinton and her Muslim Brotherhood tied advisors have been caught breaking federal laws and are in breach of the Federal Records Act. But we've known this for years with the Clinton administration, friends. And who's tried and true in their crimes around Barack Hussein Obama and his administration today? Well, none other than the Clintons, right? Right? Yet, Hillary remains a potential candidate, say the conservatives of the day, for the nation's highest office because a Christian nation refuses again to obey the God that they profess to love, 1 John 2:4. Friends, who do I blame? I want someone to call in and tell me, who am I supposed to blame for what's happening in this country if not ourselves? Hey, folks, God is not angry merely against the sin abstracted from the sinner, but against the sinner himself. And we know that some persons have labored hard to set up this ridiculous and absurd abstraction and would fain make it appear, namely the professed church, and fain make it appear that God is angry at the sin, yet not at the sinner. He hates the theft, but he loves the thief. He abhors adultery, but is pleased with the adulterer. Really? Folks, this is supreme nonsense. Sin, which is the transgression of God's moral law, that's a violation or a breaking of God's moral law, Exodus 20 and 1 John 3:4, the sin has no moral character apart from the sinner. The act is nothing apart from the actor. The very thing that God hates and disapproves is not the mere event, the thing done in distinction from the doer, but it is the doer himself, the one that chose to commit the act. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. It's the choices that you make. Read Romans 6. Folks, it grieves and displeases God, him that has a rational moral agent, which would be us under his government. He's displeased that the American people should array themselves against God and the Father, against all that is right and just in the universe by tolerating the crimes that you yourself say that you're opposed to. This is the thing that offends God. The sinner himself is the direct and the only object of his anger. Let me ask you something, friends. Who goes to hell? The people that actually commit the act of violating God's moral law, or just the sin itself? When a crime is committed in the natural, does the gun or the weapon that committed when a crime is committed, and let's say someone was shot to death, does the gun go behind bars, or the person that picked up the gun and chose to commit the crime go? Which one goes behind bars, friends? The gun or the criminal that made the choice to commit the crime? And so it is with spiritual things. Sin is not abstract. God is angry with the person that commits the crime. And we hear this all day long in the professed church. Oh, you know, God is angry with the sin, not the sinner. Oh, really? You might want to look to the cross of Jesus Christ. Was God angry? Was that a demonstration of his hatred towards sin? Why, yes, it was. Oh, but Bradley, where's the love? It was also, of course, a demonstration of how much God loved us by sending his son, Jesus Christ, on the cross to redeem us unto himself. But it's our choice as to which one we're going to choose, because God's not going to make it for you. Deuteronomy 30:19. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. First of all, friends, I want to tell you thank you for making us the number one radio show on Saturday, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time on Genesis Communication Networks, and the number two show during the week. Now, we're 3 weeks old over on Genesis Communication, been on the radio for about 16 years now, but we just want to tell you thank you to the listenership, and we also thank you for the 700,000 people that have visited sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just this last, within the last 30 days. Now, that means interaction on the site, just to clarify, but it means that there's a lot of people there, and it's been growing about 100,000 per month, and we're about 6 months old. So again, friends, we just want to thank you, and I do really appreciate. I know that there's a lot of people out there that love the message, and we know that you like us, and we appreciate the fact that you stand with the truth. And the fact of the matter is, friends, we need to draw the line in the sand, and that's exactly what we're doing. And the way to do that is to stand on God's side, and that's exactly what we're aiming to do. He's the author of our faith, therefore he'll be the finisher of our faith. And therefore, if we're going to walk out this walk by the things of the Spirit, then we need to be led of the Spirit, and we don't need to be led by the arm of the flesh in any sense of the word. So we do our best to protect that, and we just want to make sure that you understand that we're being led to do what we do. We don't come in with an objective every day on the radio show. We want to be led on the radio program. And by the way, that's why it's so important for when people call in. Oftentimes, you make the radio show. And the way to do that is give us a call, 1-866-233-0000. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. So I just wanted to let you know that, and we just wanted to let you know that we do appreciate you. And again, for those that totally have ears to hear and eyes to see, you totally get it. And hopefully we're preaching to the choir, but I also want to say to you that, listen, I read constantly. I am always eating the word, per se, that scroll, because I understand how important it is to cleave unto the things of God. So to hear this message over and over at times, it's not tedious for me to give it. I do radio interviews across the country. I probably did 300 of them just over the last year. And interestingly enough, every time I give my message, namely showing the price paid for our freedoms, there's an anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage every single time I talk about it. So it's fresh. It's new to those that haven't heard before. And to those that have heard, you know what? It's fresh and it's new. And I love to be under the anointing all the time. And as a matter of fact, I remember a preacher one time said he wanted to die under the anointing. And I totally understand why. Because he wants to be in the presence of God and under the power of God. And for those, again, that understand that, I'll bring the scripture to he who hath the Son hath life. And that's understanding the life of the Spirit when you can identify and discern the anointing in which God gives. Again, read Isaiah 10:2 when you get a moment. Now, friends, going back to what I was talking about, God is angry against the wicked, but not at, God is not angry at the sinner, but just the abstract sin. In other words, how can the act be apart from the actor? Folks, that is baloney. And we hear this from the professed church all day long, that God is angry at the sinner, but he's not angry at the sin. No, keep in mind there was a cross experience. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave. Gave what? His Son to be sacrificed on the cross. For why? Our sins. Folks, we're guilty of putting the Christ on the cross. And if we're sorry for violating God's moral law, we're going to repent. That's a work of the Holy Ghost. And when we repent and we're born of the Spirit of God, guess what? We stand up against everything that put Christ on the cross in the first place. Read Psalm 94. Read John 3:3. But you need to understand the basics here. Jesus Christ stepped into the place of the guilty, and he was crucified for me and you. So we just took the condemnation that you might be feeling, the conviction of sin that you might be feeling because you're guilty as hell, literally, and you need to be born of the Spirit. Well, we see Jesus Christ step into the place, gets on the cross, and dies for our sin. So we wouldn't have to. You see how that works? But see, when we really understand that through an heart experience, Romans 5:5, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Folks, we're sorry. And I'll tell you what we don't want to do. Like David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. He cares more about the presence of God than he cares about appeasing any carnal man. He cares about the preservation of the presence of God more than he cares about the arm of the flesh or the approbation of men. He cares more about that than anybody else. And it amazes me how many professors out there have no idea what I'm talking about. And you have to ask the question, what spirit are they born of if they don't understand the elementary understanding of the things of the Spirit of Christ? If they're born of the Spirit, well, we have communion with the Spirit. We have understanding. They that are crucified have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If we're walking in the Spirit, we have understanding of the things of the Spirit. And we know that the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Well, guess what? When we're dead in sin, Ephesians 2 and Ephesians 2:8, when we're dead in sin, we're quickened by grace. And the Bible tells us, for by grace are we saved through faith, not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. Okay? And what are we created for, friends? Read the second or the next scripture. For good works. So we're always being led back into the war to win the day because we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. But going back to the cross of Christ, friends, for Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just, that would be him, for the unjust, that would be me and you. Having been put to death in the flesh on the cross, but quickened by the Spirit. So as long as you're bearing the cross, you're going to understand the things of the Spirit. That was pretty simple, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty cool that the Son of God comes into the place of the guilty and says to the guilty, listen, I'll take this for you upon repentance before my Father. And I'll make you an ambassador. I'll reconcile you unto the Father. that there might be one spirit, that you would commune with the Father. And Jesus says, the things that the Father has bestowed upon me, I'll bestow them upon you by the Holy Ghost. And then he says, greater works will you do. That's getting off a little bit, but still the point is made. So going back to this, friends, how can the act be apart from the actor? He can't. The Bible shows God is angry with the wicked, not with the abstract sin. What am I saying? When we're talking about all the problems that we see and all the lawlessness through the sons of Belial and the daughters of Belial in America today, we cannot blame anybody but ourselves because our sin is finding us out. Confusion to face is finding us out because we will not come to terms. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment, friends. That'll bring some clarity. Our sin is before God. What has separated us between us and our God? Our sin. What's the bridge that gets us back to the Father? His name is Jesus. John 14:6. So again, God is angry with the wicked, not with the abstract sin. If the wicked turn not, God will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready, not to shoot the sin, however, but the sinner. The wicked man who has done the abominable thing. This is the only doctrine of either the Bible or common sense on the subject. Of course. I mean, that's like when people in the natural, to take on that mentality. I mean, can you imagine today in the professed church finding the guilty and putting a couple of the professed church members up on a panel to be a bunch of judges on a panel? Can you imagine the criminals walking through there? They would pardon every single one of them without repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
Common sense doesn't do that.
It's very crazy. And it's going back to the analogy you said, too, as far as how can the, you know, God loves the sinner but hates the sin. You mentioned about guns. You know, when there is a crime committed, a gun in and of itself is an object that can do nothing without someone grabbing it in their hands and making the choice to use it. It's kind of like it's an inanimate object, you know. So it's there. But what we have to understand is we don't sit there, like you said, we don't throw the gun in jail. We throw the person who chose to commit the crime in jail because they made a choice. You're like sin.
Yeah.
Sin has no authority over you as long as you abide in
the
Christ.
The devil didn't
Christ
make
overcomes.
You do anything that you didn't succumb to.
You made a choice to.
Do
it.
That's
right. We can't say, well, the devil made me do it. No. You made a choice to do because God, through Christ Jesus, has given you the ability when Christ is united with you to overcome your sin. We should be praying for more grace to keep your commandments better, not this slippery, sloppery grace to do whatever we want to do. So when you're looking at the two different dynamics of what you're saying, we have to understand that no one makes you sin. You make the choice to sin.
That's right.
No one makes you do anything apart from what you choose to do. And by the grace of God, we overcome our sin.
I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live.
That's exactly right. And God has not suffered you to be tempted above that which you are able, Scripture says, too, as well. But will make a place of escape that you might be able to bear. And that's why we always rely upon
First
Christ.
1 Corinthians 10.
That's right. We know that we can do nothing apart from Christ. We are nothing without Christ. But Christ is all and in all. That's why we always go to Christ, because he is the overcomer. He is the one who died, and he is the one who rose again. We point all fingers back at Christ. We give Christ all the glory. It's only him and through him that we overcome.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? That's interesting that you would say that. But going back again, friends, just to bring this into a culmination, hopefully, what we see happening in America is really what's happening is happening because of, well, America's transgressions concerning God's covenant. And that's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And friends, again, to tell you the truth from my heart, 1 John 3:18, I love you enough to tell you so because that's what Scripture tells me to tell you. And it's true. And our great object, friends, as Christians, is to avoid sins at all cost. And to overcome. And now to get outside of ourselves, it's to deal with corruptions from without. And we see what's happening today in America. By the way, what we're seeing in government is a direct reflection of as to what we see happening in the professed church. The government didn't start talking about homosexuality until the church was popped for actually committing crimes, the crimes of homosexuality. Then the government got involved and they said, hey, listen, let's go ahead and just make this legal. Well, if the church isn't taking it serious before God, why should we? Then they act accordingly.
It was John Adams who said the church is the moral compass of society. So as goes the church, so goes the world. If the church is not holding a standard, who in the world's gonna?
And I know the professor. I now know, going back into the very first segment of the hour one, now I can understand why the church doesn't want anything. You know, we just don't like the way Bradley talks to us. I know. But you know that false grace, that false pillowy grace that you have under your head? I want you to understand the word false, and I want you to read Isaiah 30, because the covering you're under is not the covering of a just and a holy God. It's a covering, it's a blanket that's going to take you straight to hell where you belong. Right? Because you're a reproach. You're shameful. And you need to repent for your lack thereof of Christ. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back. Final segment. Hour two. Steph's going to take over. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
And behold, I go around and scan what's going on live across the country. America, you are going the wrong direction. And as I've said, and I say again in my last column on WND or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, don't shoot the messenger. Friend, you're daring the justice of God through your apathy and tolerance. And rest assured, friends, you're going to get a response. Just found this out. Here are the 379 companies in America urging the Supreme Court to support homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. Isn't it interesting how they're all allied, friends? Yeah, it sure is. You ready for this one? Talking about daring the justice of God. I want to say it again, and I want you to listen to me clearly, friends. America, through apathy and tolerance, you are daring the justice of God, and you are going to get a response. You are making way for America to be destroyed. I almost don't know how to feel saying this. Aborted baby program, through the abortionists, they have a new program. And you know what it is? They want to take the organs of the aborted children. And you know what they called that program, friends? Frankincense. They called the aborted baby organ program frankincense. These people are straight up murderers that are let loose to encourage young people to commit the same crime that they themselves are guilty of. You are making way to be destroyed, America. Mark my words on what I'm telling you right now. But I'll tell you what, the good part of all this is we have Rush Limbaugh talking about how those in government, namely Rush on Hillary Clinton, of course she broke the law. But as long as I'm making my $20 million a year, I can't offend my sponsors because my sponsors are my God. If I obeyed God, then I would actually have to call her out, and then I'd have to actually repent for my past adultery and my divorces. I wouldn't want to do that. Wow, friends. We're in it. We're going to get it. You can mark my words, we're going to get it. And at this point, you know, there was a time where Jeremiah warned the people and warned the people and warned the people. And the Lord got to the point where he said to him, don't even pray for him anymore. Is that where you're at, America? That you're going to stand down and let this be headline news? That they make a mockery of killing the innocent in which God hates? Proverbs 6:16. God hates those that shed innocent blood.
That's right. I want to say, too, with Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who stood against what was going on with his time with Hitler and all the tyranny that was he was experiencing in the day of Hitler and the Nazis, he said, he who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man, and he who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God. Going back to the abortion frankincense that you were just telling about, we've got a great book on that called For the Children. It's a hard-hitting book exposing the evil wickedness of abortion and, you know, those who support it and so on. And it also goes into repentance for those who have had abortions and who are truly repentant before God about the hope they can find in Christ. It's called For the Children, so please do check it out.
I do need to interject this just for clarity. People do need to understand that frankincense is it's used for perfumes.
Yeah, and it was
so it shows you the
Jesus
mockery. That's exactly
yeah.
right.
There was gold, frankincense, and myrrh that was brought as gifts to Jesus when he was born. So look at that. Like you said, it's an absolute mockery of Scripture and of Christ himself. And I also want to add this one quote in before the end of the show as well. You were talking about this before the break going into second hour. Tolerance and apathy are the last virtues of a dying society, said Aristotle. Now, you need to understand that we are taught today in this society to be tolerant. We need to be tolerant of homosexuals. We need to be tolerant of the Muslims, tolerant of this person, that person. Listen, Christ is absolute. Christ did not give us suggestions. Christ gave us commands. He was intolerant against sin to the umpth degree, and we are to be exactly the same. So when you're pushed, you know, this garbage is being pushed on you saying, you need to be tolerant and you need to be just this way or that way. What's good for them is good for them. What's good for you is good for you.
Yeah.
No. It doesn't matter what they think. It doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what Bob thinks. It doesn't matter what Susie thinks. What matters is what the Word of God says, and we all align ourselves to that. That is the absolute, and that's exactly the rock upon which our republic rests, and we need to rest our souls and our salvations, quite frankly. So please do, check out, go
upon
to the store.
Christ.
Upon Christ, exactly. So go to the store, check out our many products. We've got the abortion book in there called For the Children, so many other good things. You see people all the time that say, you know, how do I reach out to this person? I can't talk to my brother. I can't talk to my coworker. I don't really know what to say. Go get some ministry murals, materials and products. Get them in their hands and say, hey, I listened to this guy on the radio show. Hey, I would value your opinion on this book or this CD or the My War documentary series. We've got so many products out there that are available to equip you. What can I do? I'm just one person. Well, you know, have all your friends and family over and sit down and do a My War documentary night, one night a week for 5 weeks, and go through it and learn and educate yourselves to go out and do the same thing in your own hometown and in your own community. And I want to highlight our Son and Daughter of Liberty program too as well. If you go to Sons of Liberty Media sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll see our brand new button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And when you click on that, it is a monthly membership where people give what they can on a monthly basis. People are so happy that we're out there, and we're so happy to be out there too, but of course, we cannot be out there without your support. Do this now. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the icon where it says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. When you scroll down, you'll see the lovely certificate that you get, Son of Liberty, Daughter of Liberty, depending upon whether you're a boy or girl, and the different memberships. There's a basic membership for $5 to $24.99 a month. There's the bronze membership for $25 to $54.99 a month. It goes up from there to a silver membership, a gold membership, a platinum membership, and a multi-platinum membership. And you can see all the good things that you get going along with it and all the products and materials that we'll send you. But more importantly, when you're going to give of your hard-earned finances, you want to know that it's going to a ministry that's not just, as Bradley says, paper tigers, not sitting behind the mic talking about the problem. There's so many conservatives and Christians and patriots, they take a problem and they swish it around their mouth like they're gargling Listerine or something. They never actually spit it out of their mouth and do anything about it. It just keeps going in a circle over and over and over again. We hear the same talking points, the same problems. No, no, no. We're going out there to actually seek and save that which is lost. In fact, we're gearing up to be out in Wisconsin next week. We're also going to be on the East Coast doing some university.
I want people to know, too. I want people to know that every time, and I'm not saying this to be a narcissist, I'm telling you, the Spirit of God drops in such a way in these meetings that without fail, friends, there's a standing ovation. Not for me, but for the message.
For the truth.
If you're in Wisconsin, if you're in the five-state area, you need to pack this place out so you can come experience exactly what people are talking about. The message that we give on the radio is only a branch of what we give in person.
That's right. And if you want to go, it'll be next week, the Wisconsin Constitutional Prayer and Action Group, which will be on Thursday the 12th. If you want to find out more details, please do our call our office at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. The week following after that, we actually leave the next day after that event to go to the East Coast. We're going to be doing high school, colleges, church. You know, we're packing out the places.
We're getting a broad brush there.
We really are. We're kind of going every place the Lord opens and every door the Lord opens, we walk through. We don't care if it's a school, a church, a tea party, a home group.
Yeah.
People might say, well, how do I get this message to me?
Me, my wife, and our boys.
Mm-hmm.
That's who's on the road, friends.
That's right.
So don't tell me what you can't do if God's behind it.
Yeah, when you were saying, if you want to talk about people who are busy, you're kind of preaching to the wrong choir over here.
Don't even waste your breath coming this direction with busy.
Yeah,
busy
says and busy does. That's our lives around here. But we are busy for the gospel's sake, and we would rather be too busy than not busy enough, because we know that our future and our posterity's future and the souls of men and women depend upon what we do.
Well, what did John Adams say?
He said, posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I pray you will make good use of it. If you do not, then I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. So if our founding forefathers and those men and women who have given their lives and put their lives on the line from our founding forefathers' time to the present, how much the more should we live and honor that sacrifice, namely Jesus Christ, first and foremost, for what he did for us, but also the sacrifice of the veterans for our country to preserve it for future generations.
I want to say this because John Wesley, the great field prophet, he was ostracized from the church and he went to began to preach to the people, and the people came, and we thank you for coming, friends, and saying that he said he used to set himself on fire every morning so the world can come watch him burn. Friends, come to one of these events and watch us burn. I want to say this for those that understand that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire by the Holy Ghost, not the will of the flesh or the will of man, but the will of God. What is to give light? I just heard this from one of my friends today out in California. He said, what is to give light must endure burning. So if you're going to be used for the purpose of God's glory, you better understand you're going to endure the burning. But you're going to be the light to the world. And guess what? We serve the light of man. And if we serve the light of man, well, we're going to emulate this light of man. And we're going to be the light to the world that we're called to be. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do. We will talk to you in, well, soon. See ya.
Did Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.